This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Identify the Phrasal Verbs episode where I give you some sentences and I'm looking for a phrasal verb that will replace one of the verbs or maybe part of the sentence. Your job is to try and find that phrasal verb. It doesn't really matter too much if you just don't know the answer. Maybe you don't know the phrasal verb that I want you to find. The most important thing is that you can understand why I've used the phrasal verb and the meaning of the phrasal verb. So an example could be, I do exercise 3 times a week at the gym. And I would say, can you find a phrasal verb to replace to do exercise? And the answer, the phrasal verb I'm looking for, is work out. So the new sentence would be, I work out at the gym 3 times a week. So that's the aim of the exercise. Let's see how you do. So the first one. The doctor told me that I need to eliminate dairy from my diet. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace eliminate. I'll repeat the sentence. The doctor told me that I need to eliminate dairy from my diet. Okay, number two. My mum and dad had a big fight last night, but they seem to have reconciled and become friends again now. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace reconciled and become friends again. So do you know the phrasal verb for that? I'll repeat the sentence. My mum and dad had a big fight last night, but they seem to have reconciled and become friends again now. Number three. We'll look at the document quickly and examine it in more detail later. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace to examine. I'll repeat that. We'll look at the document quickly and examine it in more detail later. And the final sentence, if you make a mistake, just draw a line through it and start again. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace to draw a line through it. I'll repeat the sentence. If you make a mistake, just draw a line through it and start again. Okay, so take a moment just to maybe note down those sentences, try and find the phrasal verb, and then press play when you're ready to hear the answers. Okay, so here are the answers. Number one, the doctor told me that I need to eliminate dairy from my diet. Well, the phrasal verb to replace eliminate is to cut out. So the new sentence should be, the doctor told me that I need to cut dairy out of my diet. I need to cut dairy out of my diet. And notice here as well how I put the word dairy in between the verb cut and the preposition out, which is a much more natural way of using phrasal verbs. The doctor told me that I need to cut dairy out of my diet. Number two, my mum and dad had a big fight last night, but they seem to have reconciled and become friends again now. So the phrasal verb to replace reconciled is made up. The past tense. The present is make up. The past, therefore, is made up. So the sentence is, my mum and dad had a big fight last night, but they seem to have made up now. Number three, we'll look at the document quickly and examine it in more detail later. The phrasal verb to replace examine is to go over or possibly go through. Both are okay. So the sentence should be, We will look at the document quickly and go over it in more detail later, or we'll go through it in more detail later. And finally, if you make a mistake, just draw a line through it and start again. So the phrasal verb to replace draw a line through it is cross it out. Cross out. So the sentence should be, if you make a mistake, just cross it out and start again. And those are the answers. So how did you do? As I said at the beginning, don't worry if you weren't sure about them. The most important thing is that you understand. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope it was useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics that you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you are interested in taking classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details to send me an email on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.